accountability on international law. Israel has exceeded 460 days of its atrocities in Palestine and caused tens of thousands of Palestinians to have been killed, and millions more were displaced. And these numbers are not just statistics, because each number represents human lives.
Saan lain yang mengungsi? Dan angka-angka ini bukan sekedar statistik, karena setiap angka merepresentasikan nyawa manusia.
Moreover, Minister Sugiono further said that Indonesia continues to be committed to supporting the struggle of the Palestinian people by sending humanitarian assistance and supporting the United Nations Relief Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Middle East. According to Minister Sugiono, Indonesia is also ready to send peacekeeping troops if stipulated by the UN Security Council. Furthermore, he again encouraged the two-state solution to be implemented immediately, according to international parameters. Minister Sugiono viewed that a ceasefire and an independent Palestinian state are the keys to create peace in the Middle East. Moving on to the second news. Indonesia Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono has emphasized that Indonesia will bridge the interests of developing countries in its membership in BRICS. Brazil, as president of BRICS on Monday, stated that all members have agreed by consensus of Indonesia's membership. He also explained that Indonesia's membership in BRICS is not a solely isolated policy. He viewed that Indonesia has also been active in various other multilateral forums before becoming a member of BRICS members.
Sebagai anggota BRICS,
as a member of BRICS, Indonesia will ensure to bridge the interests of developing countries and the Indo-Pacific region. Then Indonesia will continue to be active, preventing the escalation of geoeconomics and geopolitical competitions.
Meruncingnya persaingan geoekonomi dan geopolitik.
Besides, Minister Sugiono further affirmed that Indonesia's membership in BRICS is a manifestation of Indonesia's free and active foreign policy. Previously, Indonesia expressed its desire to join BRICS at the BRICS Plus Summit in Kazan, Russia on October 24, 2024. According to Minister Sugiono, in less than 3 months, BRICS members agreed to decide and accept Indonesia as a full member. He also conveyed that this proves Indonesia as a country which is considered important to be able to join. And that was Newsline. From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, VOA listener and RRNN viewers. Welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host Ray, where I'll be accompanying you in the next hours of Voice of Indonesia. And in this beautiful day of Saturday, let us begin today's broadcast, of course, with a song from Raisa featuring Deepa Barros with Mine. Because in this 11th of January, of course, there is a special song, not a song, more like a joke, that we used to have. But the song is not a joke, but the joke around people, because 11th of January, of course, there's the song that goes like 11 January bertemu, or 11th of January we meet. And because of that, Voice of Indonesia listener and RRN viewer, let's begin today's broadcast with a song. And don't forget that you can watch this broadcast from our online streaming in voanews.id. Shortwave through 325 kHz and 4755 kHz. We also have our application in RRA Digital for those of you love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, VOA listener and RRA viewers, here is Raisa featuring Deepa Barros with Mine.
Kau yang paling setia, Kau yang teristimewa, Kau yang aku cinta, cuma Engkau saja. Dari semua pihak, aku yang juara.
It's Indonesia, and these are our stories. Stories you might not have seen, heard, or watched. Waiting for your discovery, and for you to write your own. This is our beauty. Ever heard people say the grass is greener on the other side? Well, this as the other side. Except that it's not just green, but also blue, red, and yellow too, as far as eyes can see. This is our secret. Better lower your volume if you don't want to wake them up. Inside this jungle, they probably prowl and growl and whatever it is they're doing over here. And can you hear it? It's our call to feast. So don't be shy. Treat yourself with something sweet, savory, spicy. Just don't lick your screen, please. These aren't just some foods or spices. It's our legacy, crafted, refined, served over time. And this, yeah, this is Bali. You know, with its wonderful beaches, mountains, palm trees, and parties. But why stop there? Go further. Meet the locals, the very hands who craft the finest and the very best every single day. Because all this is Indonesia, and all these are our stories. It's time for you to discover them and write your own. So, where do you begin?
No fear, you're taking it all for me. Thank you.
Today's diplomatic quarter highlights, UK wood importers agree to boost imports of Indonesian timber. The Indonesian Embassy in London, United Kingdom, initiated the holding of a joint stakeholder dialogue with the British timber industry on Wednesday, 2045. This was done as part of Indonesia's government efforts to increase Indonesian timber exports to the UK. In his opening remarks, Indonesian Ambassador to the United Kingdom of Great Britain, Ireland and the International Maritime Organization, Deska Percaya, revealed the negative stigma of Indonesian wood products related to deforestation. He further explained that Indonesian wood products are known for their beauty, durability and quality, but they are still considered unsustainable. Indonesia has implemented various programs such as the Timber Legality Verification System, Sustainable Forest Management to meet the criteria for sustainable schemes in the UK and European countries. Meanwhile, trade attaché of the Indonesian Embassy in London, Ayu Siti Mariam, pointed out that Indonesian timber exports to the UK resulted to a positive trend over the past 5 years, which amounted to 0.45%. But the market share is very small compared to wood products from other countries such as China, Sweden and Finland. However, the UK government commitment to increase the use of wood in construction as well as the World Bank prediction of a fourfold increase in global demand by 2050 opens up opportunities for market expansion for Indonesian timber in the UK. Chairperson of Timber Development Programme Great Britain, Chris Sutton, who attended as a speaker, conveyed that the forum agreed on the willingness to boost timber imports from Indonesia. According to Sutton, it has been doing business with Indonesia for more than 40 years and has always been satisfied with the quality of Indonesian wood. Meanwhile, EFECA Managing Director Emily Fripp explained that the business community is still waiting for an update on the UK government's policy on the UK forest risk commodity, which is currently still under discussion internally. But he believes that this policy will not have too much impact on wood products from Indonesia. Another speaker, CEO of Timber Development UK, David Hopkins, also mentioned the importance of campaigning for the good quality of Indonesian wood products, including through discussion forums such as this activity. In December 2022, Indonesia's SVLK had been updated to increase transparency and traceability by using information technology and geolocation. This system has been recognized by the European Union so that Indonesian wood products do not require additional due diligence procedures. And that's Diplomatic Corner.
Setia.
Thank you so much. So hello everyone, my name is Alika, Alika Islamadina. I am a singer, songwriter, a content creator, and also a mom. So that was my newest single called Sahabat Tersayang, but actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006. So it's been how many years now? 18 years? I am old. So yeah, it's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally, Sahabat Tersayang, it was, the meaning of Sahabat, best friend, itself is very universal, right? But the meaning of the original song, the best friend is my mother. So I remake this song into a newer version. Initially, I wanted to make it for my mother. I recorded it before I was pregnant, actually. So I want to present the song for my mother as a Mother's Day song. But turns out, I was pregnant at that time. So it was kind of perfect. Now that I am a mother, I am an adult. So my daughter can now, you know, present this song for me as a mother. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for this song, Sahabat Tersayang. The song, it was made by Almarhum Bang Elfa Seshuria. He was a well-known musician. He was actually the one who produced, my album back in 2006. So I also want to pay homage, to him with this song. And actually the one who was playing the piano in the newer version of the song, is his son, Kafel Seshuria. So it's another full circle moment. So yeah, that was it, Sahabat Tersayang. Hopefully you guys enjoy the song and can fully embrace the meaning of best friend itself. Okay, let's move on to the next song. I want to perform another song of mine. This one is going to be in English. It's called Reasons to Fall in Love. So kind of a backstory of this song, me and my sister, we wrote this song together. It was more her, but we wrote this song together. She initially wrote the song for me. It was kind of like for my wedding song because I was getting married that year back in 2021. So yeah, that's why it's called Reasons to Fall in Love, because she said the song reminded her of my relationship with my now husband. Like she said, sometimes you don't need reasons to fall in love with someone. Sometimes it just is. You just fall in love with them, and it just feels easy. It doesn't have to be dramatic, you know. Falling in love, sometimes it's just an easy thing to do. So yeah, I want this song to make falling in love feel comfortable, easy, and yeah, you'll understand when you listen to the song. So let's just sing it. Reasons to Fall in Love.
Laughing at 3 a.m. under my porch, and it's hearing your stories and getting lost. For better or worse, sickness and health still forever. It's curling your toes when you hear the words, I love you. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands, but it's waking up to realize that someone is there. to take care of your heart, so do you need a reason to fall in love? Does it have to be dramatic, like skydiving through the sky? Or sitting under the stars, see it shine? I thought this thing is supposed to feel this warm and soft and pure. Then if love is a game, and I'll play along. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands. But it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. So do you need a reason to fall in love? People say it's a thousand words, but I say none. 'Cause I just lose all track of time when we're together. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands, but it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. It isn't easy, but it works. It's like feeling so dizzy without saying so. It doesn't feel like it's heaven, but it feels fine to be here by your side. So do you need a reason to fall in love? Thank you.
So that was it. Reasons to fall in love.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listener and RR Inet viewer for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this there will be a lot more program and information that will come in the next hours of Indonesia Today. Don't forget that you can send your critics, suggestion and also information through our social media. Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia. Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official. We also have our email address in VOI @voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 23 812 130.
Dancing won't help my economic condition. If I dance, when am I going to make money?
That words came from Kadek Sriyani, a woman aged 38, a villager of Manistutu, Bali, who since 15 years ago has been working as a stone breaker on the river of Tukadayu, Manistutu, Bali.
Sudah lama sejak saya kawin.
I've been working since I was married, around 15 years ago. I already started working here, breaking the stone, working in the field, lifting the rock, digging the sand.
Most Balinese women would have started dancing since they are in the elementary school. But with the passage of their lives, dancing is just special occasions only, as in the case of stonebreaker from Manistutu village, Kadek Sriyani. Her dainty fingers are now used in a graceful movement in a dance alone. but more often are used to the work that should be done by men, breaking stone, without any fear that their tapering fingers might be injured by the weight of the hammer used to break up large stones. How many hammers actually that Kadek has?
Three hammers actually, but this one is borrowed. I have only two. However, I can borrow from my sister. Working together, you know, if the stone is too big and cannot be broken, I could ask my sister to help. Friends too.
While working together, each has her share of rock.
Each has her own share. So later, if there is a truck coming in, it can be easily seen which one belongs to me and which plot belongs to my friend. So it's easy to divide the money.
At a glance, breaking the stone looks quite easy. This is not true, of course. But there are some tricks to make the job easier.
It depends. There are some lines on the stone surface. If they are smooth, do not hit them because they might shatter and you'd get hurt. The term is monk trick. So you must look carefully whether it can be broken down or not.
Being a stone breaker, Kadek never feels afraid of hurting her hand. Even when she is wounded, Kadek already has a way to overcome it.
Yes, we'll treat it using a banana tree shoot, chewed and pasted, then put it on the wound so that blood doesn't come out.
Every day, Kadek Sriyani does the work of breaking down the stone. After the domestic work is completed, she goes to Tukadayu River in Manistutu village, about 4 hours drive from Denpasar, to break stones along with other women. There are no fixed working hours. Although her income a day at most is only 25,000 rupiah to 30,000 rupiah, Kadek Sriyani accepts it gratefully. For Kadek, the results obtained are a gift from the Almighty. Her income is not fixed, depending on the weather. Because if it rains, the small truck cannot get into the river to buy the broken stone. Then, the stone that has been broke down into small pieces and the sand that has been filtered will be washed away again by the water. But bright weather also sometimes does not guarantee the money that they get can be a lot. Because even though they have broken rocks under the umbrella made of palm leaves for one whole day, no truck would come to buy the stones because there is no development project. Things like this often happen.
Depending on the fate, if things are smooth then everything will, but if there is no project then business will be bad.
Almost all Balinese women can dance, for dancing is part of the rituals for worshipping among the Hindu Balinese. Most of them learn to dance in their primary school. But with the passage of their life, the women, especially the stone breakers, only dance on special occasions, such as rituals in temples. The stone breaker women of Manistutu village, however, do not want to dance for money either, as expressed by Kadek Sriyani.
It will be so embarrassing. I'm fat now. Dancing doesn't help the economy. If I dance, when can I make some money?
Although the lives of stonebreaker women and their families are hard, they still diligently do the job as stonebreakers. Sometimes, they also hope for some other job which in accordance with their capabilities, to be able to slightly improve their lives.
What important is to have a job, so I can send my children to school and they can have decent meals every day.
Manistutu village chief Ikatu Tsukadana has his own views about the profession of his female villagers.
Kita maklumi bersama, emang
I understand. Digging the sand is not really their choice, really. This is a necessity. If they could have another job, they would take it then. But they do not have the expertise and skill to do that. Digging sand or rocks in the river like that is actually not a life choice, because they do not have other skills to compete in other areas. Story of the brave woman from Manistutu, Bali, who are now using their dainty fingers to break up stones to provide for their families. The story of Kadek Sriyani shows that Balinese women are women who have incredible energy.
For joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Yeah. Terkadang saya rasa kangen.
Chasing in a heart is like chasing a ghost. You can't make somebody love you the same if they don't. It doesn't matter the words that you say, 'cause just like the seasons, you can't stop the way people change.
Kalau kamu feeling blue, kamu jadi pilu dan terseru-seru. Ayo matamu, pandanglah tajammu, jangan ragu-ragu.
Gapa-gapa.
Ayo matamu, pandanglah tajammu, jangan ragu-ragu.
Gapa-gapa.
POP, 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 go, go. POP, 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 go, go.
It's okay, kalau bokeh. No woman can no cry. No money and no shine.
So come on baby baby,
kamu juga honey honey.
Ngapain juga mimpi mimpi?
Mimpi adalah kunci.
What you gonna be kalau kamu lagi sedih? Pacar kamu pergi, jadi sakit hati.
We celebrate, let's celebrate. The only Eka Gusi Wana. It sounds so great and I can't wait. It makes me feel just wana. Let's jump in.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Minister Sugiono mentions Indonesia diplomacy is directed to support Asta Cita. Indonesia strengthened protection of Indonesian citizens by focusing on Indonesian migrant workers and diaspora. And now the news in details. Indonesia Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono emphasized that Indonesia's diplomacy is directed at supporting the achievement of Asta Cita vision of the administration of President Prabowo.